Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Ilya Tovbus, Director of J by J.
And that, of course, is the... You've heard it in past years as the Washington Jewish Film Festival. It's now combining with the Washington Jewish Music Festival, and there we get the J by J, correct? What was the idea behind merging the two into a new name this year?
So the new name sort of comes from a number of things. It's sort of Jewish by Jewish. It's also the two art forms slamming together the film and the music, sort of multiplying and hopefully refracting into something a little bit deeper than each individual art form. And really our thought with it is we were running these two concurrent film festivals for quite a while. The film festival is going into its 29th year and the music festival into its 20th. And we thought the real reason why we're doing this is to get at the full diversity of the Jewish experience through the arts. So it didn't individually matter to us whether we were doing that through film or music. Of course, we want a great show or we want a great screening, but it's that deeper meaning and that deeper understanding of the Jewish and Israeli experience through time. And we thought by putting the two forms together, we could get something a little bit more resonant and have cross conversations that are spurred on both by the film and the music.
Awesome. Now, I know you said the film festival is in the 29th year and the music fest in the 20th. I don't know if you have actual numbers at your fingertips, but do you have a sense of, like, could you give us a sense of how much it's grown from the very, you know, humble beginnings in terms of attendance and that kind of thing?
Sure. So I won't have exact numbers, as you mentioned, sure. But it's definitely grown from sort of a small, both, you know, really small festivals that are community driven, just a couple of events each, you know, a couple of hundred people maybe attended when they started. And both of them were some of the first festivals of their kind really in the country. I think the film festivals, depending how you count it, the third or fourth, and the music festival also one of the first in the country, and have since grown to have kind of a really large local and I would like to think national profile where they've become some of the more prestigious exhibitions of film and music in the Jewish world.
Awesome. What venues are we at this year?
So we have a few core venues and then lots and lots of others. So the core venues are the East Street Cinema in downtown D.C., the AFI Cinema in Silver Spring, Bethesda Row Cinema in Bethesda, and the core music venue is City Winery in Northeast D.C. And then we're at lots of other one-off venues throughout D.C. and Maryland. We are not this year at our host venue, the Edlovich DC JCC, because we're just finishing a renovation, which is actually really exciting. It's going to bring much more film and music to the center once we reopen in late summer.
Awesome. All right. Ready to dive into the slate?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, there's a million ways we could go through this, but let's go sort of by topic or genre or category, if you will. So what's one of the categories?
Sure. So we have a few categories. As we connected the music and the film together, one category that we really glommed onto was something that we're calling Beats by J, which is...
A take on Dre, of course.
A take on Dre, exactly. glad you caught the reference. So what this is it is films looking at music in particular, whether documentary or otherwise, and really taking a deep dive into the cultural impact of musicians and artists through time. So you have everyone from Leonard Cohen with a brilliant new film that was at Sundance, about Marianne of the famed song So Long Marianne. Mm-hmm. You have musicals by Bertolt Brecht, and you have all sorts of other music going through Chilly Gonzalez and so forth.
Okay. Any other categories you want to highlight? I know there's a LGBTQ one.
Yes. So for several years running now, we've been doing something called Rated LGBTQ, which is our sidebar on queer cinema. We are continuing that. A couple of films that we're doing are with the Goethe Institute and something called Kino Q, which is a look back to the 50th anniversary of Stonewall from a German-American perspective. So that includes Different from the Others and The Einstein of Sex. And then we also have some contemporary films, an Israeli film called Family in Transition, which is a really interesting story about a man transitioning and his wife really actually being quite supportive and his family being quite supportive. And that's sort of the first half of the film. And then there's some twists that I don't want to give away. but it's really a wonderful film to watch. And then on the music side, we also have some very sort of queer relevant content. There's, as the name would have it, Isle of Klezmos, who do a very sort of queer inspired take on klezmer music. And also they're doing not just a show at City Winery, but the following day also something called Music and Yiddish Cinema, where they're looking at clips, both really well-known, like Uncle Dybbuk, and lesser-known archival work that they got from the Moscow Yiddish archives. And some of this work, in particular Molly Pekan, who was really a forerunner in cross-dressing on cinema and also in real life, they're looking at some of her work and really looking at sort of queer intersections there. Book of Jay similarly sort of mixes Yiddish and African-American gospel with queer progressive movements. And also Alicia Svigals does so as well on the music end.
Okay, so you got your LGBT grouping. We have the music grouping, that, you know, crossovers between music and film. Any other categories?
I think from there, you're just looking at sort of the themes that we frequently hit upon, and they're more to do with the contemporary cinema and music that were at play. So there's a number of films that are looking at sort of white supremacy, in particular Skin, that I want to point out, which is a film we're very proud to include in our lineup. This is one of the more star-studded affairs. We have a film that's starring Jamie Bell. It's by director Guy Nativ, who just won Israel's first Oscar since 1978. It's for the short film of the same name, which is a little bit confusing. And this is the full-length film, just U.S. premiered at Tribeca, and will be the second festival.
This was the short they expanded it to a feature, is that you're saying?
They expanded the concept, so it's with all different actors,
right.
And it's definitely a fleshed-out story, but it is the kernel of it was in the short that just won at this year's Oscars.
The short was proof of concept for the feature, let's
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is right.
What other, what other films? I see you have some spotlight movies you want to?
Sure. So King Bibi absolutely is one we should chat about. Obviously, Bibi just won yet another sort of contentious and hard-fought election. And I think this film by Don Chador, Israeli filmmaker, is quite brilliant in that it is critical in the sort of editorial sense. But rather than have the filmmaker speak critically of Bibi, he really lets Bibi speak to himself. A lot of it is just Benjamin Netanyahu's performances, media performances, as he puts them. So it shows his growth as a charismatic political figure. It shows him talking about something one day and then saying the reverse the next when it's convenient for him. And I think it's a really brilliant take that has a lot to do with the sort of new politics that's come to the fore that we recognize in our country as well, and certainly in some European, more right-leaning governments. And so that's a great film, and Don will be with us for a couple of conversations, as will, I should mention, about 60 other international filmmakers and musicians and artists for conversations, panels, et cetera.
Flying them all in.
We're getting them all in.
Awesome. I think it's a couple other spotlights, right?
Autonomies?
Autonomies.
Yes. So Autonomies, some people may be familiar with Shtisel, which has been a runaway hit on Netflix of late. It came out in Israel a couple of years ago, and the Netflix series has garnered some pretty serious press recently from The New Yorker and The New York Times. And Yohanatan Andursky, who's the maker of that series, the creator, this is new work. It is, I think, just a stupendous work of sort of sci-fi fiction. So the basic story is that Israel is divided into two halves by a wall, which might sound familiar, but the wall is a little bit different than the one we see today. It's between the secular community and the very religious or Haredi or Hasidic communities. And you have these sort of underworld figures that are ferreting originally sort of equipment and black market goods in between the two. And then eventually the main lead sort of black marketeer is caught bringing a young girl across to who may or may not be her real parents. So this was a sort of mini-series on Israeli television and has since been truncated just to a degree. It is still quite long, but into narrative form. It is well worth the watch. It played at Lincoln Center in its U.S. premiere and got a very long-standing ovation. It is quite well worth the watch.
Cool. And tell me another spotlight, From Slavery to Freedom. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's one we're incredibly excited about to have the U.S. premiere at the festival. It features really everything. It's the definitive story of Natan Sharansky, who is a very well-known and respected activist, leader of the Refuseniks movement, human rights activist in Russia for Soviet Jewry at a time when there was quite a lot of repression, and has since gone on also to be a politician in Israel. He'll be here with us for that U.S. premiere screening on the 20th, which we're very excited about, and in conversation with Israel Ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer.
And The Spy Behind Home Plate. That speaks to my baseball loving soul.
Yeah, and as well it should. So it centers on Mo Berg. It is by local filmmaker Aviva Kempner, who is well known, of course. Mo Berg was featured, as I'm sure you remember, in a narrative film about a year and a half, 2 years ago that was sort of very Hollywoodized. And I think while a fine film in its own right, this goes a lot deeper into the intricacies of his life. And Mo Berg, in short, without giving too much away, lived a life as a pretty well-known baseball player who wore his Judaism on his sleeve and was a little bit more secretly, though many people sort of had an inkling, the forerunner for the OSS, and had a lot to do with why the Allied powers never developed an atomic weapon.
And of course, let's not forget opening and closing night. Opening night, Redemption.
Redemption, an incredible film starring a role in which won the Best Actor Award at the Caro Vivari Film Festival for Moishe Flickenbach. And
understandable
also,
flub, you got
an,
it.
An understandable flub, exactly. And also won, I think, quite handily so for Best Music at the Jerusalem International Film Festival. It is a tale that really maps one individual's struggle between his personal faith. This is a former rock man frontier who lives sort of a very secular, hard rockin', drugs, rock and roll, alcohol lifestyle, and has since reformed and gone on to be very religious, and is sort of hearkening back to his days, and eventually reunites with his band in order to help out his daughter who's been sick, and this is the only way that he's going to bring money to the family. And you can see all throughout the film the sort of tug and pull between his personal allegiances to his family and his faith to something greater.
Awesome. And then, of course, closing night, The Tobacconist. You see Bruno Ganz, especially as Freud. Ganz, yeah, I got cinephiles remember him. Wings of Desire, right? Downfall, he played Hitler. Mm-hmm. I think he just died recently, actually, too.
He did. In fact, part of the reason that we chose as a final film, it's an incredible film in its own right, but part of it is actually an honoring. This is Bruno Ganz's last role on screen that he ever had, and in quite a leading role, as you say, playing Sigmund Freud.
Tell us more about it. What parts of Freud's life do we go into?
He's in his aging years, and this is in Vienna as the Nazis are sort of taking over, and as he's sort of coaching up this young man in matters of love and life, as Freud might do. So it is featuring sort of a later life Freud, and of course, as you mentioned, a later life Bruno Ganz.
Awesome. Well, sounds like a great lineup. We'll throw the whole thing up on the website for sure. Just in closing, why should our listeners come out? Let's say they've never come out to the Jewish Film Festival or the Music Festival, or let's say maybe they've come in past years. You know, why is this year up maybe just being J by J? Come check out the inaugural J by J combo.
So I think the combo is really the reason for everyone to take a chance on it, whether or not they've gone to the festival before or not. I think the vibrancy of the offerings, whether they be in film or music, and another category we didn't touch on too much was the studio, which is a sort of third hybrid category, including everything from a simulcast of the Eurovision finals, which are happening in Tel Aviv this year, to Zalman Maltek, who's the artistic director, alongside Joel Grey, who's the director of the new restaging at 42nd Street stage of Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish, which has been a quite successful remount. So he's going to come with a couple of actors, do a sneak peek at some of the songs, and also this is going to be at Arena Stage on May the 13th. They're going to be talking a little bit about the creative underpinnings and why the remount, why now, why in Yiddish. So there's all sorts of offerings, whether you're into that, whether you're into topics. I think the other element, you know, I mentioned about just how many artists will be here. It's really an incredible opportunity. Almost none of these events have happened in D.C. before. Some of them may not again. Many of them are U.S. premieres, many with artists in tow. And so it's just an incredible way to connect with artists. There's something like 22 languages represented. So it's really an international mix of culture in both film and music.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Everybody, again, it's May 8th through the 26th. All over town is the J by J Jewish Film and Music Fest. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.